Chapter 5, Ambush near Mons, 17 July 1572. Latham, spy for the Catholic side, is fighting with Spain against a French Huguenot force. Don Cristobal ordered his gunmen to load small shot in the arquebuse and balls in their pistols. He led the first square, Alvarado, with the colors, the second, a pikeman the reserve. "Squares!" Don Cristobal yelled. "Crouch until their first round of fire, then you pike hack arms and necks, gunmen shoot chests and faces. Square one, attack!" The first square pushed onto the road. Body by body, they forced themselves through Genlis' protectors, disappearing into a mass of enemy fighters. Waiting, Latham was vaguely aware of Spanish horns back up the road ordering a general charge into the remaining French forces. Alvarado led his square onto the road. Then the reserve square crossed the ditch. Latham was suffused with fear. Somehow he'd been shuffled into the front line. His knees knocked, his teeth chattered, his hands shook on the pike staff, which wobbled. This was fighting, more exposed yet more hemmed in than anything he'd known.
"Don't hit me,"
snarled the man next to him as they inched forward. Latham lost awareness of his body. His skin felt as if it was dissolving into diffuse sparklets. He didn't know if he even had a skin. He floated forward because the man behind him pushed. He saw his soul looking down from the ether, pitying the fragile frame that tottered into the chaos of clashing swords and gun smoke, coldly reckoning the credits and debits of its brief life. A feral scream issued from his mouth when his mind finally named the gun pointing at his head as French, the glare of the hating eyes of a killer. His paralysis unlocked. He felt the spirit of Mars lift his pike.